there isn't too many things you can show Phillip that he hasn't seen. He's been in the league for a long time, played at a high level for a long time. He's a great quarterback.
We're in that stretch of the schedule where there's a bunch of games in a row at home. How much of that home field, how much is there a true home field advantage, especially when you start playing more and more in a row here?
Yeah, it's big, especially for our offense, because when our offense is out there, it's quiet. When the defense is out there, it's big for us, because now it's loud, and the offense got to communicate more, and hopefully we can draw some offsides and rally them a little bit.
You told me a couple of weeks ago how much you hate losing. How's it feel now? Have a couple wins there. Does it change the locker room dramatically?
Yeah, things change a lot when you start winning games. But, I mean, that's why we got to take it one week at a time. This week we're 0-0 and we're trying to go 1-0 this week.
How important would you say the couple of days off were for the last six-game stretch?
I mean, it's huge. In Green Bay, we would call it something like a mini-bye. So that's exactly how I took it. It was a mini-bye. We had, I think, 4 days off maybe, it seemed like. But it was big. And then on top of that, we get Thursday off, so we get to spend it with our families.
I know you like playing the best receivers. Do you have the same approach to quarterbacks? Do you enjoy the chance to line up against the Phillip Rivers?
Big time. Especially like when I played Tom Brady. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, not too many times you were able to say I went up against, you know, the best quarterback in the world or, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback. Phillip Rivers would go down as the best quarterback ever to play at San Diego. So I'm up to the challenge and I'm excited.